ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद्भागवतम् केन्तो 7 चैप्टर 4 टेक्स्ट 20 हिरण्यकशिपु टेररिज़ेस द यूनिवर्स एवं ऐश्वर्या मतस्या दृप्तस्य चस्त्रा वार्तिना कालो महान् व्यत्याय ब्रह्मा सपम् उपेयुषा एवम् ऐश्वर्यमतस्य दृप्तस्य चस्त्रवार्तिना कालो महान् व्यत्याय कालो महान् व्यत्याय ब्रह्मसपम् उपेयुषा एवम् ऐश्वर्यमहतस्य दृप्तस्य चस्त्रवार्थिना कालो महान् व्यतियाय ब्रह्मसापम् उपेयुषा ॐ ऐश्वर्यमतस्य कालो महान् व्यतियाय ब्रह्मसापमुपेयुषा एवमैश्वर्यमतस्य दृप्तस्य चस्त्रवर्तिना कालो महान् व्यतियाय ब्रह्मसापमुपेयुषा एवम् ऐश्वर्यमतस्य दृप्तस्य चस्त्रमर्थिना कालो महान् व्यतियाय ब्रह्मशापमुपेयुषा माताजी एवं दास ऐश्वर्यमतस्य of one who was intoxicated by opulences, driptasya, greatly proud, uchastravartina, transgressing the regular principles mentioned in the shastras, kala, duration of time, mahan, a great, vyatiyaya, past, brahmasapam, a curse by exalted brahmanas. Upeyusha, having obtained. Translation. Hiranyakasipu thus passed a long time, being very much proud of his opulences and transgressing the laws and regulations mentioned in the authoritative shastras. He was therefore subjected to a curse by the four kumaras who were great brahmanas. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. There have been many instances in which demons, after achieving material opulences, have become extremely proud, so much so that they have transgressed the laws and regulations given in the authoritative shastras. Hiranyakasipu acted in this way. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Yasastram Vidim Utsridya Vartate Kamar of Karata, Na sasinam avapnoti, na sukam, na param gatim. He who discards scriptural injunction and acts according to his own whims attains neither perfection nor happiness nor the supreme destination. The word shastra refers to that which controls our activities. We cannot violate or transgress the laws and regular principles mentioned in the shastras. Bhagavad Gita repeatedly confirms this. Tasmach chatram pramanam te karya karya vyavastitau gyatva shastram vyadanuktam karma kartum iharhasi. One should understand what is duty and what is not duty by the regulations of the scriptures. Knowing such rules and regulations, one should act so that he may gradually be elevated. One should act according to the directions of the shastras, but the material energy is so powerful that as soon as one becomes material opulent, he begins to transgress the shastric laws. As soon as one transgresses the laws of shastra, he immediately enters upon the path of destruction. Evam Aishwarya Matasya Diptasyo Chastravartina Kalo Mahan Vyatiyaya Brahma Sapam Upeyusa. Hiranyakasipu thus passed a long time being very much proud of his opulences and transgressing the laws and regulations mentioned in the authoritative shastras. He was therefore subjected to a curse by the four Kumaras who were great Brahmanas. Om Ajnana Tivinandasya Kiranjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmiritam Jena Tasmai Sugurave Nama. I was born in the darkness of ignorance. My spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances to his lotus feet. So herein, the situation of Hiranyakasipu, because he was arrogant with his austerity and penance in this material world, just to live, people are undergoing so many austerities and penances. We were just in Las Vegas, and it was extremely warm temperature. We asked one of our members there. He had a thermometer in his car that takes the temperature of the outer air. And he said, oh, today, on the day we were to go on the parade, Saturday night, 118 degrees. People are undergoing so much austerity and penance. Living in 118 degrees. We have here 88 degrees. And devotees are, oh my God, it's hot. Turn off the heat. 30 degrees hotter in that part of the world. And people are working on the street day and night. They're walking in the nighttime. It goes down about 5 degrees. We went on the Harinam. It was so hot that the sky began to open up with rain. And the parade was going on, 118 degrees and rain. Wasn't it, Banabata? Big, huge drops of rain like you've never seen. And devotees are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, and delivering only a few dozen people that were actually... no one would come out in that parade, practically. The people that were in the parade. But this material world is full of so much austerity and penance for sense gratification. Therefore, Queen Kunti prayed, Janmai Svarya Shuta Shri Edamana Madak Puman. That she prayed to Krishna, she made so many wonderful prayers, the teachings of Queen Kunti. Namo Pankaja Nabhaya, Namo Pankaja Maline, Namo Pankaja Netraya, Namaste Pankajangraye. She prayed to the Lotus Lord in so many ways. And one of her prayers was that this Janma, good birth, just like we were all born, most of us here in the United States, so-called opulent, nice country. This Janma, Aishvarya, wealth, living in a nice home, very rich home in the suburbs of the city. Shruta, good learning, attending the big universities, University of Illinois, Penn State, Harvard, Yale, so many even devotees were attending. Shruta Shri and so-called beauty, very good looking, sometimes Westerners, especially I think Prabhupada said the Greeks are said to be extremely good looking. Of course, puppies are good looking and cats are good looking. Some puppies have an adorable, adorable face. So also some men and women are adorable, like a puppy, or as they say in our country, a dog, a hog or a dog. So Queen Kunti prayed, Janma Aishvarya Shruta Shri Edamana Manak Puman. All of these things, good birth, wealth, great learning, so-called beauty, they intoxicate. Edamana Madak Puman. One becomes mad. Mad after sense gratification. One becomes intoxicated, thinking, I'm from the greatest country, USA, USA, USA. I'm so wealthy. So much wealth do I have today. So much will I acquire tomorrow. But it's never enough. Someone gets a large sum of money, and they want more and more and more. That wealth is intoxicating. Great learning. Yes, I was educated in such and such. They always ask, what university did you attend? Oh, I attended such and such. You have to be in the top 25% of your graduating class to attend that school. Very prestigious. But they teach you nothing. I remember myself because the classes were so tedious at University of Illinois. All my friends were taking the same thing that the truck drivers take. What do they call white crosses? To stay up all night to study for a test at the big university. And everyone was addicted. I remember my whole freshman year, all of my friends and associates were addicted. They were nice, suburban, well-educated, smart, wealthy children. And they went back home after the first summer at University of Illinois, addicted to speed. White crosses, I think they call Dexedrin or something. And they were all passing it out like it was, vitamins. Like Flintstones vitamins. They were eating it like Flintstones kids. And everyone became, at least for 1 year, maybe more years, a speed addict to attend the university. What's the use? If the university teaches you to take drugs, what is the benefit of attending the university? Of course, if they hadn't attended the university, they would have taken a variety of other drugs. As we know our friends in those days, and I think these days too, oftentimes do. So, Janma Aishvarya Shruta Shri Edamana Madak Puman, and very pretty, very beautiful. We're attached that, oh, we're a beautiful nation. We're so good looking. Woman spends an hour every morning, materialistic woman, in front of the mirror, making her face. God hasn't given her a good enough face. She has to spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars and hours of time painting blue and black and green and black and blue, basically. The blue eyeshadow and the black, whatever they call, to darken this and lighten that, and a little here to make the church folk like this. What is the use? Why we're struggling? Because we're intoxicated. We think that we have to be all of these things. Great birth, great wealth, Janma Aishwarya Shruta, good learning, graduated from a great... My daughter, she graduated from University of California in Riverside. The same year as the moron who shot everybody up in the movie theater. He went to the same university. He graduated University of California, Riverside. And his great learning, he took a bunch of guns, went to a movie theater in Colorado, and shot everybody that he could get away with before they stopped him, before he was chased away or he ran out of bullets, whatever. Great education, University of California in Riverside. Same university. We were there at the graduation to see this rascal graduate. I couldn't even understand when I heard that from my daughter. Not then, but now. Some 5 years later, 4 years later. Four or five years later. So this great birth, great wealth, so-called wealth, education, and beauty, they're intoxicated. So Queen Kunti prays, don't let me have all of these so-called luxuries of life because I'll be intoxicated and I won't be able to chant Hare Krishna. People think I'm too good-looking. One devotee even told me one time, said, it's really hard for me to be a devotee. I said, how come? We were young men doing Sankirtan. He said, I said, you got something wrong? Something? You broke your jaw? What? He said, no, my face. I'm so good looking, it's hard for me to be a devotee. Because all the women are attracted to me, he said. He said, you don't have that problem. By Krishna's grace, I was born. I think we were on Harinam the other day, and one drunken guy, we were doing a Harinam on the boardwalk, on a stage. It was a great event, Banabhata, myself. And some drunken guy came back and said, you're ugly. I said, who? He said, you! And I thought, well, that's a blessing. Janma Aishwarya, Edamana Marat Puman. I don't have to be intoxicated. I was born with this defect. So this devotee was saying, I have this real serious problem. I'm so good looking. Devotee in Atlanta. And eventually he left, unfortunately, because he thought, I'm so good looking, I should be doing something better than just Hare Krishna. If you're good looking, that's okay too. Use your good looks in Krishna's service. Just like when we go on Sankirtan, sometimes the businessmen, they try to stop. Don't look in his eyes, don't look in his eyes. Oh, don't let him smile. Oh, God, if he's... I said, why do you say these things? We were in Chicago. He said, because if you look in their eyes, they stop and pay attention immediately. You can control them with your eyes. I said, and why? So why don't let me see me smile? He said, because once you smile, they give you money. Every time you smile, they reach for their wallet. So that, our Sankirtan devotees have great benediction. They know that science of stopping them with their eyes and smiling and getting their wallets to open. Even one time they reported to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, we put on a festival of book distribution, prasadam distribution, and Harinam. And people left with their stomachs full of prasadam, their hands full with books, and their wallets empty. This was in 1977. It was in Yugoslavia. Prabhupada said, he was giving the report, he was in Vrindavan. He said, that's my program. Stomach's full, hands full, and pockets empty. That's my program. So we're thinking, Janma Aishvarya Shuddha Shri, that if I have all these good things, I'm a success in life. But Queen Kunti's praying, this is not success. This is what intoxicates us and keeps us here. We're thinking, I'm very educated. I was educated in the biggest, best schools. Even I couldn't understand. I grew up in a town called Niles, Illinois, and it was named the All-American City. And I was like, so what does that mean? Oh, we were one of the top cities in America, in the suburb of Chicago. Of course, there was terrible crime, drugs, so much intoxication. People were being shot, like in Detroit, one of the worst cities, but it was named All-American City. Everyone was very proud. Oh, we're from Niles, Illinois. Is a very wonderful city. So because people are proud of their birth, they're proud of their wealth, they're proud of their education and so-called good looks. Srila Prabhupada said they cannot feelingly chant Jai Radha Madhava. One needs to give up that false prestige and serve the spiritual master as the spiritual master likes, as the spiritual master desires. Srila Prabhupada in 1976, there was a case where there was some son, young son of a devotee girl. She had divorced the husband. And the boy wanted to be a devotee. He was 10 years old or so, 10 or 12. And the mother wanted him to be a devotee, but the father was very opposed. The mother had custody, and she came to the movement. And somehow or other, the father went to court and switched the assignment. He got full custody of the child. So the devotees, thinking that at the time we have to save this child from Maya, started to hide the child from the parents. They became very upset, the father and his family. They were called the Yanovs, maybe you heard. Srila Prabhupada heard it. He said, immediately give back the child. We have no business to break the law. We're not breaking the laws of the state. Just like someone once wanted to marry twice, have two wives. And Prabhupada said, we don't break the laws of the state. That's illegal. We don't do that in our movement. Prabhupada was very conscious of the laws of the land also. Somehow or other, even though Prabhupada ordered that the child be returned, one sannyasi that was here in Los Angeles said that Prabhupada just said that for external purposes, so that everyone would think that he was following the law. But actually, we have to protect this child. And they sent the little boy and the mother to France. And the person that was here, who later left, wrote letters to everyone that this, oh good, we have to protect this child. Make him Krishna conscious. So the parents, they came to the Chicago airport. Maybe some of you remember Nikatma, myself, maybe. Brigham, were you there sometimes? And they would follow us for months and months and months and try to break up as many sales as possible. They also, in San Diego, somehow or other, thwarted the buying of a building for our movement. So the news came back to Srila Prabhupada. He said, "Who's the rascal who didn't follow my instruction? Months ago, I said, return the child to the legal guardian, the father." So Prabhupada wrote another letter, called in the big leaders, and was very upset that because his order was not followed, because someone was thinking, "I know more than my spiritual master. My spiritual master says this, but he's just saying it externally. He doesn't really mean it. My spiritual master said, my spiritual master said to one devotee, he said, people are upset with you," one senior devotee. "You've caused great disturbance." 1975. Tatpavit, you know this great man. And he said, "Maybe I should go to the moon, Srila Prabhupada. Maybe I should just go to China." And Prabhupada said, "Krishna has spoken through you." And the next day he sent this man to China, to Mal Krishna Maharaj. And he made, ultimately, of course it took many, many years and attempts, he went to China, very difficult in 1975. Communist China. Even today is very difficult preaching in China, in communist China. I think Hong Kong is still British or something, but no, it's part of China. All very difficult. But he went and he made so many devotees. First devotee, he came back into Texas and he gave, or maybe he was speaking to a group of us brahmacharis. First devotee that he met, he was so amazed. It was such a blessing from Krishna. The man's name was Yu Chan Ting. "Chinese boy, what's your name?" "My name, Yu Chan Ting." I don't even know if he had to change his name. It's still today. His name may be Yu Chanting. We're all chanting. His name was Yu, isn't it? I think some of you were there. Yu Chanting. So when we follow the order of the spiritual master, not like sometimes we see that the temple room is very crowded when is a big festival, and then when the festival is over, there's nobody here. Or when the cat is away, the mice like to play. If the temple president leaves, then there's five people at the morning program. No. Srila Prabhupada ordered us to go to practice sadhana bhakti and to arrange our lives. If we're working, of course, sometimes it's difficult. If you're sick, you have to make some adjustments, but arrange our lives so we have our sadhana. So we chant, we chanting. So we chant our 16 rounds, Hare Krishna mantra, and go to the morning program as far as possible, Bhagavatam class, greeting the deities, Mangal Artik, Guru Puja, and become sadhakas, sadhana bhaktis. That's our business. Not just to come like the Christians for a Sunday program or a memorial service or a birthday party, but every day is a spiritual day. So there was an interesting story, if I can tell really quickly. We were doing one kirtan for the interfaith in the mountains of Mount Baldy about 2 weeks ago. And we're performing the kirtan. Hundreds of people are coming for this spiritual mountain climb. We couldn't go all the way up, so we were doing kirtan at the bottom. They invite us every year to start the show. One lady, she's a Christian. She's never been to the temple, but she heard Harinam. She heard the devotees, temple bhajan band chanting. She's seen devotees, but she never came to the temple. Christian lady, interfaith leader. She stopped the kirtan. She said, I have to tell you a story. I said, please. It was at the end of the... Everyone was starting to climb the mountain. She said, about a month and a half ago, I was in the hospital for a week in ICU. 50, 60-year-old lady. She had some serious problem. She was in a coma. She was in intensive care unit. I said, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know I would have visited you. I'm really sorry to hear that. She said, no, that's not the point. She said, the point is I went into a coma. And when I was in my coma, I was in this place that was all golden. And everybody there was chanting Hare Krishna. All golden people. Hare Krishna's chanting in a golden, beautiful, beautiful place. She said, I was so happy. She said, then I woke up after some time and I was sorry that I had to leave that golden place where they all chanted Hare Krishna. And I said, I want to go there too. She said, yeah, maybe that's where we're all going. I said, I think so. She said, it was so wonderful. She said, now I'll have to come to the temple. Maybe that's what it's like there. I said, yeah. Maybe not quite as golden. Kind of yellowish, saffronish golden, but it's kind of gold. The deities are golden. She said, oh, it was so beautiful, such beauty. She didn't see the great white light. She didn't go into the void. She went to Hare Krishna land in her coma. She never came to the temple. This is a true story. Devotees were standing there listening. I think this one bhakta and Lokabhavana, and they were amazed at her story, Christian woman. And she said, thank you very much for being here. And we said, we may not be golden, but we will try to bring the Maha Mantra to you. And then she climbed a little bit. I think they also had those ski lifts. If you pay $20, they lift you up the mountain. So this is our purpose. We don't care, Janma Ayusvarya Shuta Shri. We're for a life of austerity and penance, serving the spiritual master as the spiritual master desires, not as we think. As the spiritual master desires, in the association of the devotees. And at the end, she was Christian. She never chanted Hare Krishna in her life much. Maybe she said it when she saw devotees. You are all chanting every day, every night, all day. Some of you for 40 years. And still going on cruise control. Hopefully another 10, 15 years at least. At least 5 years more. We are guaranteed to go to some kind of golden place where the devotees are chanting. Maybe we'll be born again in the Hare Krishna ISKCON movement in this world is a golden place. In the golden age of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or maybe to join Srila Prabhupada, join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his eternal pastime of kirtan, eternal kirtan. Hopefully at our time of going into the IC unit, we'll be seeing that golden devotees chanting. They woke me up here. Only time I was in a daze, coma, last year, a year ago. And I saw the Yamadutas, the firemen of Los Angeles, 300-pound guys in their boots. Mr. Cadets, wake up. Shooting me with glucose. And I was like, get away. No, 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 not now. Not yet. Four burly firemen that I thought were Yamadutas. I didn't see the golden guys. I saw the dark LAFD guys. And then they said, no, 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 we're the fire department. We're taking you across the street. So hopefully, myself, I'm not that fortunate yet, but by Prabhupada's grace, by Krishna's grace, we make our fortune and be able to see the golden Hare Krishnas chanting in the golden world of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Sri Guru Gauranga. It's a true story.
Thank you.